Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, baby.
Baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So, from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So, from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
That's my favorite part. That's why I always shut it off after that. That's my favorite part.
Yes, that is hilarious. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody. One more day to the weekend. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Cannot wait.
One step closer. And this, of course, is lunch. Ginger and Corey.
Yes, yes, yes. And speaking of lunch, where is my pizza?
I'm giving up pizza.
What?
I'm supposed to be going on a cruise for the summer, and you cannot put on bathing suits, bikinis, and things. Eating pizza. I'm giving up pizza until August. You know that's a lie, right?
Pizza?
I'm not gonna give it up, but I am gonna cut back severely. I don't really eat the I'm not gonna say it's not bad. All pizza's bad. It's not good for you, but I don't generally eat the thick crust, which is the worst one for you. Ladies, in case you didn't know, you can eat a thin crust and you know you're still doing good. Just don't eat the whole thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am so chock full of energy. What do we got today? Yes, what do we got?
I've got Robo Squirrels. What do you got?
Again, do they have a pill appointment? A cream or a shot for that?
All right. So Attack of the Robo Squirrels puts the players in Frankie's feet, the super genius dog with a super secret invention. In this game, players must defeat the waves of Robo Squirrels popping out of the windows at a nearby building. While these Robo Squirrels could and will... Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. This is not written very well. While these Robo Squirrels could and will shoot missiles to Frankie's house, the player can use hammers and cannons to stop them from reaching their objective. In-game characters were designed with a cartoonish style. The game also contains a variety of enemy behaviors that will keep players actively thinking their strategies, as you can see in the video, which I'll get up on the website in a little bit. Although the version contains three play modes, the light version will contain a preview of the classic mode and achievements through Open Faint. This light version of the game will be available on the iTunes App Store and will be distributed free of charge. So if you want to kill you some Robo Squirrels, you want to play a dog, head on over to the iPhone App Store today, and the game is released. So check it out. It is Attack of the Robo Squirrels is the name.
Ooh-hoo.
Does not give me a price for the full version, but I will get the video up on our website in just a little bit. GameNatrix.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Really awesome place. Got to go check it out.
Yes, yes. Well, I am torn between these two stories, so I guess I'll do this one to the next one after. So, you know how we keep asking you guys to send us Microsoft points? Mm-hmm. Some of you decided that you would get them by any means necessary. It's not good. Bad, bad, bad. So, according to GamePolitics.com, Microsoft has lost more than 1.2 million from Microsoft point scammers. The website... See, Ginger pinging me during my story. Save and Quit. It's called SaveandQuitGaming.com has reported that a group of clever hackers managed to bilk Microsoft for more than $1.2 million by creating counterfeit Microsoft point codes for Xbox Live. The hackers created an algorithm that let them use old MS point codes to generate new codes. They then shared these codes with the internet, much to the chagrin of Microsoft. Each refresh of the site would generate a new 160-point code. Hackers also released a standalone code generator that created codes for a Halo Reach Banshee avatar prop or a 48-hour Xbox Live trial. Those late to the party found that the site was inaccessible as traffic got out of control, which of course drew more attention, which of course led to them getting in huge trouble. Microsoft eventually called Yes, and Microsoft eventually caught on and stopped the site's ruse. What the company can do about these illicit activities is unknown at this time, and it's also unknown if it can tell between legit codes and counterfeit ones. In addition, it is unknown if the company can figure out who used these codes. If it can, well, some of you are going to get the red ring of ban from Xbox forever.
Red ring of ban.
It does happen. Those of you who do not know the power of Microsoft, your Xbox can be bricked from afar. Yes, you'll turn it on. There'll be a lovely red ring. Yes, I have witnessed this happening. And, yeah, so be careful thinking you're safe. It's my Xbox. It's at my house. Oh, the long arm of the Microsoft reaches far. Good luck with that, all of you. That's why I buy my points straight from Microsoft. Jen?
I'm here. I'm shaking my head at these people thinking, you know what? We're all thinking, why cheat? What's the point?
I understand the concept of let me be texting for a minute. I don't got no money, and I want this game. Just do like I do. You put on a nice shirt to show off the fluffy cakes, and then you take your games down to the GameStop, and you lean over the counter, and you smile pretty at the guys, and they'll help you out a little bit.
So what do you do if you're a guy and you don't exactly have the fluffy cakes?
You take your girlfriend who has the pretty fluffy cakes. And if you don't like girls, I'm not judging, then you get your sister or your aunt or your mom that's kind of on the hot side, and you take them down to the GameStop.
MILF.
Stop. Yeah. And have them lean over the counter and say, I really want to get that Dragon Age. How much can you buy these games back for me for? Anyway.
6 minutes in, and she's already told me to stop. We've already pulled out the fluffy cakes, and we're talking about MILF.
Only on Gamer Girls Radio, the news.
Yes. You know you turn in just to hear us crack up.
Yes, right.
All right. So for some of us, you know, we have a thing for beauty salons. Well, they are bringing it to the Nintendo DSi.
Say huh? Say what? Oh, really? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So Vola sets new trends in Nintendo's DSi shop with the Beauty Academy out on DSiWare. With its first simulation game, Model Academy, on DSiWare, Tivola brought fashion to the European DSiWare shop. Oh, I hope this is for America this time. The Berlin-based software developer now extends its range with a game focused on beauty and style in the form of Beauty Academy. This exciting new game gives girls a chance to run their very own beauty salon. Using the touchpin, players transform their clients with the latest haircuts, makeup, manicures, and nail designs. Every point gathered during the game can be used to add new furniture and improvements for the beauty salon. At the end of each of the six chapters, a special customer enters the salon with individual requests, allowing the beauty salon owner to prove her expertise in pampering her clients with the latest beauty treatments. Oh, that sounds awesome. Every salon owner also needs a bit of luck. In Beauty Academy, this takes the form of a wizard. Oh, wait a minute. They have me as a wizard. Form of a wizard that lives as a pig. Oh, a pig in a salon?
Oh, hell no. What is that?
A beauty salon. I know. They had me up into wizard and then pig. What the hell? All right. So, going on. To make sure customers are satisfied, players have to use their gaming skills. Salon owners use the Nintendo's DS touchpin to click on stars to perfect their customers' makeup, copy designs for body painting, or give the best possible massage by drawing the right sequence of lines, lines on screen in the required time. The end of each chapter presents an even bigger challenge, featuring a client with special individual requests, such as an elderly lady who needs to get styled up for a date with her online acquaintance.
Cute.
That is cute. With each task successfully solved, players gather points. These can then be invested in new furnishings, such as a brand new photo studio or high-tech massage table. It is now available. Beauty Academy is now available for download at nintendo.de if you want to check it out. So that is awesome. I'm looking for a price. I'm actually not seeing one. They're just saying it's available for download. So if that sounds like something you're into, head on over there and check that out.
Well, probably, is it DSi or 3DS?
Yes.
Oh, it's DSi.
DSiWare.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. 500 Nintendo DSi points.
I guess that's good.
8 years and up. So.
How? What ages?
8 years and up.
Fantastical.
Yes. so it should be safe for your children, hopefully. But, you know, Peggy did say that We Dare
was safe for your children.
And we know that's not.
We know that's a bald-faced lie, as we say in the South. I don't know what that means, but, you know, my mama said it, so I'm going to say it. Bald-faced lie. Anybody know what that means out there? Call in. Not call in. Please don't call in. We don't answer the phones during the news. I need to specify that. People have been asking. We do not talk to you during the news other than this way. So I got some news from our friends over at Paradox Interactive. Yeah, and this is free.
They're awesome. What did they give us?
Well, they have a new MMORTS that is free to play, is launching today. Dream Lords. You guys heard us talk about that? Dream Lords Resurrection. It's for PC, of course. It's an innovative online strategy game that brings players into a world where great armies and allies work together to conquer an exciting, vibrant fantasy world. And they want to stress that there are no fees to download or play this game. You can find it at dreamlords.com. And there's a trailer or two that we'll probably put up for you here shortly. To celebrate the launch of Dream Lords, however, Paradox Interactive and the game's developer, Lockpick, now I like that name, Lockpick Entertainment, are offering all new players 1,000 Paradox Ducats, valued at $10 just for signing up. The Ducats can be spent on in-game items and enhancements that makes your Dream Lord more powerful as you conquer the armies faster. The promotion will last only for a limited time, so players are encouraged to start a new character today. Sign up today. They're saying Dream Lords Resurrection perfectly melds the worlds of online gaming and real-time strategy in a new and unique way. That's from Tom Soderlund. I think they're from the Netherlands. I love them. He's the project lead for Paradox Connect. He says, with the starter pack, players will receive consumables that will accelerate their advancement through the game and enable them to build a powerful army and conquer the land faster. Dream Lords Resurrection, of course, is powered by Paradox Connect, which is a platform that adds community features, achievements, and other features that enhance the gameplay experience, replayability, and connection to the game. And we've been playing around with Paradox Connect, whether we realize it or not, Ginger. That thing where we go to get the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Paradox Connect. We've been seeing this for well over a year.
Yeah, it's really well done.
It is. I was wondering what they were going to do with that. It's very nice. Very nicely put together. Again, free to play. Drop on by. It's an RTS if you like that sort of thing. They do have clan base and co-op. Some PvP combat. Yeah, see how Ginger's eyes bucked when I said that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
PvP is her bag, baby. You can also follow
Sean Bowman.
Run. you can find Dream Lords game on Facebook, Dream Lords on Twitter, and of course they have a forum on ParadoxPlaza.com for Dream Lords. So go check them out. And Paradox makes excellent games, and we're not just saying that because they give us stuff. They really do make some great games. Not all of them are great, but
yeah, 80% of them, more.
Yeah, very good games.
Very good. All right. Okay, so we've been hearing a lot about, you know, Sony versus, HOTS and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. It looks like there was a new firmware update that took place today.
Oh, I'm not downloading it, Sony. I'm not doing it.
well, you may end up having to if you want to play your Sony.
Watching movies.
Sony Computer Entertainment America has released firmware 3.6. Today. I'm pulling this from Game Politics, by the way. And by all accounts, it seems to plug all of the security holes enabled by the PS3 jailbreak. Sony can take further comfort in the analysis of the firmware update from what it's probably from what is probably their sworn enemy, Eunice Alakoy. Aka Rotox is apparently his gamer name.
Okay, you know what? Get a new handle. That's all I'm going to say.
he is the creator of the PS3 jailbreak, PS Freedom. Commenting via Twitter, Alloy's Alloy's initial analysis of the update is that it appears to have plugged all major security holes. Alloy adds that it is not improbable that the firmware update could be hacked at some point. So what exactly did he say? He says, their previous errors were epic fails. Oh, yes, I love that he used that word. it doesn't mean that they can't do an epic save either. They seem to have fixed all the issues they had. For now, it looks to me, at first glance, that the PS3 has been resecured. But it doesn't mean that it can't be broken again from scratch. Oh, and he says, also, before I get flooded, not by me. I don't really care about breaking the PS3. I'm fine with what we have so far. I will not work on it. Yeah, so, you know, give it a couple of days, somebody will hack it.
Just because they can.
Exactly, that's the way it is. You know, people are out there trying to set records for the fastest hacking, so you know somebody's out there working on it right now.
Now, I like to pull the code apart. Does that make me a hacker? I don't want to sell it. I just want to, well, I lie. I want to make other stuff out of it. I don't necessarily want to break my consoles. That's different. Those are sacred. I don't ever want to mar the perfection. Well, it's not perfection, but you know what I mean. I don't ever want
to. Red ring try to pop up on mine. I'm like, no.
Ooh, that hurts when you see that red ring.
Yes, yes. I turn it off and I fan it and I start praying to it. Please, please go away. Go away.
No, no.
It works so far. Now you got to burn a candle, sacrifice virgins.
Why the virgins always got to be sacrificed? Why has it always got to be the girl virgins? That's my question. Why can't it be you guys?
Now you know why they say there are more guy gamers than girls, because we have to sacrifice the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm. I'm going to reserve comment for off air.
If I disappear.
No.
In her backyard, buried.
Well, I'm not going to bury you in my backyard. I watch CSI.
Neighbor's backyard.
No, I can't even kill you in the house. Remember we talked about it? Carpet fibers. Anyway.
And eyelashes. Don't forget the eyelashes.
Carpet fiber. No, it's carpet fibers, eyelashes, and skin under the nails. So I got to make sure that I don't kill you in here. If I do, it can't be on the carpet. I'm going to have to shave your eyelashes and cut your nails before I do anything. So if I invite you over with a razor and offer to give you a pedicure, run. Okay, so anyway. Well, this next story is very, very fun. Shoppers across the UK's high streets were shocked this week to see a procession of giant lizards delivering copies of a new video game to retailers prior to its release. The 9-foot-long dragons... Are you catching on? Took copies of Dragon Age 2, released on Friday the 11th of March, which will be tomorrow. It's already tomorrow for them, to stores in medieval-style carts to ensure the safe delivery of the first batch of new games. I love it. The dragon handler and expert Trevor Smith commented, at 9 foot long and weighing around 7 stones each. I'm not sure what stones are. UK people, call me and let me know. My people in the UK have been trying to teach me this for years. It just doesn't stay in. These giant reptiles were trained very carefully to ensure they could safely deliver the games to the stores in time for its release this week. I think it definitely surprised a few passersby to suddenly see an unusual creature stalking the streets. Sophie Orlando from Dragon Age 2 publishers Electronic Arts added, Dragon Age 2 is set to be a big release for this year, and we wanted to ensure that the games reach their destination in a unique fashion, and what better way of protecting this game than by the nearest living animal to the fire-breathing dragons featured in the title. Trevor Smith and his handlers at Animals Work have had over 20 years' experience with water monitor lizards, that's what they were, and have supplied the animals to be filmed. Supplied the animals to film in the TV industry. Dragon Age 2 is, of course, released on Friday the 11th, tomorrow for us, and is available now on the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC here. Yay! I love this. Ginger, are you muted?
I'm totally muted. I was looking for a price of this next game I was going to talk about.
Unfortunately, we don't have any pictures. I wish they'd sent us pictures. They did not. I would love to have seen that happen anywhere here in the U.S. or period. I think I would have known immediately what they were doing when I saw them go to the GameStop. It's dragons! Dragon Age! Kill them! Kill them! They got gold on them! No,
don't kill them. Don't kill them.
A water monitor lizard? I don't think we would fare very well. They look cute.
They look cute, but they're creepy and they're crawly.
No, they will mess you up is what they'll do. Don't think you're going to run up and take the game from them. That's probably why they grabbed it. They say there's pictures. I'm going to see if I can get some. If I can, I'll tweet when I find them. Awesome. I can't believe they didn't do any. They're saying there is a photo shoot. They just didn't send us pictures. So as soon as I get them, I'm going to pop over and send them an email. Say, you got to give us pictures.
Where are our pictures? Don't leave us out in the cold.
That's a once in a lifetime thing to see dragons or water monitor lizards.
Yeah, I didn't end up with any dragon at my door. I'm a little upset about this.
Girl, I opened the door and there was a water monitor lizard outside. I'm screaming and running back inside. Guess I'm very girly. No, Ironically, if it was
me over the splatter the other day. So.
Now, if it was a Rottweiler, those I can handle. You go ahead and bring your Rottweiler to my door. When he leaves here, he'll be my dog. When you leave, he'll belong to me.
Aww. All right. Well, there is a new game out today. Oh, yes. And I've got to make sure my update is ready for it. Forsaken World is now live. This is out by the people from A Perfect World. And it launched, it launched yesterday, Wednesday, March 9th, 2 weeks ahead of schedule. So that is awesome. Characters are now permanent, and all players can log into Forsaken World. It is free to play, is what I was just going to check out. I was trying to find out whether or not it was for certain free. It is free, just like Perfect World. Of course, you know, you can buy money and all that fun stuff from their website, so it kind of cuts out the middleman of the Chinese farmers. But I played the beta. The game is very beautiful. If you're looking for a good option to go, if you want to get away from, like, World of Warcraft, that's a good one. It's a lot like it. Oh, and they have vampires. Did I mention vampires?
What? Huh? Oh, I'm in.
You don't actually get to bite people and turn them.
Oh, never mind.
Stuff, but you still do get to play as a vampire.
No, that's
the art is kind of Eastern with it. It kind of has the anime look to it. But it's not bad. I really liked the game. I liked the quest. I liked the whole world. It was, I mean, even in the early betas, it ran perfect. So, yeah, go over there and check it out. It's really a lot of fun. It's got a really great community, too. Forsaken World, I'm telling you to go over there and check it out. You will need to go to fw.perfectworld.com to find their website.
No.
Yes, you really should. It's a lot of fun. It's free.
Oh, see, now, there you go.
It's free fun. It's a free MMORPG, and I probably forgot to mention that part, too. MMORPG. It's free. It's awesome. Check it out.
Okay, so, again, with the voice for me. My voice is trying to leave me. Some of you out here are wishing that I would be quiet. Never happened. Okay, so anyway.
Even when she's dog sick, she doesn't stop talking. It's hilarious.
Even in my sleep. So, apparently... we have some Capcom Japan is saying they're prepared to take major new IP risks. Capcom Japan said they'll be taking some new IP risk in the near future, according to the company's U.S. Vice President Christian Svensson. Svensson spoke to our friends over at GameIndustry.biz, I have to make sure I tell you the right URL, for a frank interview last week out at GDC in San Francisco, where he responded openly to questions about the rotation of Capcom's extensive IP catalog and the possibility of any new franchises emerging in the face of so much winnowing from other publishers. And he says, well, to clarify a bit, when I say no more new IP, I mean no new IP in the West. I think you will see us actually taking some major new IP risks. North American operations are still very much focused on existing properties, and Svensson said not to expect too many surprises in those regions soon. He said, I think we're a ways from that. The remit at the moment is still to leverage existing classic Capcom brands, and I think you see that in bigger ways than perhaps you've seen before. New IP for the near term, no go. However, Svensson did hint that there would be some respite in store for at least some of Capcom's heavy hitters, pointing out that the brand fatigue was very much a possibility in the face of overexposure. He says, we've had loads of things which we're still noodling with.
Noodling. Noodling is the stuff you stick your hand in the hole, you pull out the fish.
You Texan. It says things with which we're still noodling, which we haven't touched in years and years and years, and really think there's a value. We're trying some stuff with them. Obviously, we're heavily reliant right now on a narrower range of core brands. We're looking at ways to not oversaturate the market with them. I think that care has to be taken to avoid brand fatigue. Not to name names, but I think some people are better or worse at that. We know who you're talking about. Since we have some concerns internally about, are we doing too much of something? He says, you may see some other stuff which we've been quite prolific with. Take a rest for a while, whilst we update some stuff that hasn't been looked at for a while. You can read the full interview over at gamesindustry.biz. There's an interview. He has a whole page just dedicated to him, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
I have a page dedicated to me.
You do.
I do have one.
Yay!
See the things I learn.
Yes, every day, new wrinkle in the brain.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I know you got some news you're dying to share about.
I do.
Some daring. It's daring?
Yes, 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 it's daring. I want to do it before we lose everybody. But, you know, we'll come back after the break. But before the break, let me tell you, we've been talking about We Dare. Yeah, all right. Well, there's a news story up today on GamePolitics.com. Looks like Ubisoft doesn't dare release We Dare in the UK either, is the title. Yeah. all right, so you UK readers, you know, we've been telling you that y'all are readers and listeners for us. You know, they've been saying, and we've been saying too, we've been talking about the Ubisoft trailer for We Dare and how we're not going to be able to play it here in the U.S. because, you know, we're sticks in the mud and prigs and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like you guys are sticks in the mud too, and y'all don't get to play it. Yeah, Ubisoft released a statement following the public reaction to the 12-plus rating of We Dare. Ubisoft has made the decision not to sell the game in the United Kingdom. yes. Oh, I love how this guy writes, or girl, I haven't decided who it is, but it's awesome. They say, we haven't seen reports of rioting in the streets, and as far as we're aware, that public reaction doesn't consist of much more than Keith Vaz and a few parents going on nothing more than the trailer open... opinioning that the game, and none of them have played yet, was inappropriate for children as young as 12. I'm going to be one of those people. I don't have kids. I'm still going to say it's inappropriate for children as young as 12.
It is.
I don't have kids. I'm going to say that. Yeah, one parent says, this sort of computer game will only serve to fuel sexual tensions and, in worst-case scenario, sexual touching or assault. A 12-year-old probably should not be touching like this.
I'm going to,
yeah. But you know they do when you're not looking, right?
Stop reminding
them. Peggy, the body that stamped the game with a 12 rating, continues to stand on, by its decision, telling IGN, conclusions by the press and commenters have been based exclusively on the online commercial, whereas the conclusion of Peggy were based on the game experience. It was correct to give the game a 12 rating. The content of the game and the interaction of the game itself implies, and the interaction that the game itself implies does not warrant a higher rating. Marketing may have implied something else, but Peggy does not rate advertising, it rates game content. America and UK are out of the game, are out, but the game will be sold in other parts of Europe for now.
I think not. Only the Netherlands, because everybody else is going to be like, no.
Netherlands people, somebody contact me. I want this game. Please.
I know nobody in the Netherlands is the sad part. I had it locked on the UK. I was like, ha, I'm getting a copy.
I know a guy.
Get a hold of him. but no, I won't be playing.
I know. But seriously, all right. So the game content doesn't warrant it. Anything that has my 12-year-old taking off clothes or kissing or touching or spanking.
No,
that's not something I want to. No. I understand kids are experimenting, but I'd rather not encourage it.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never
well, dig a hole, put my head in it,
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe
oh.
Me.
Oh, no,
you didn't. Well, as you can see, it's time for us to take a break. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I can't hear me. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in, I don't know, a few minutes, a few seconds. So right after that, got some other juicy stuff to share with you. Mm-hmm. Somebody, some more jobs are being lost, sadly. We're sharing these in hopes somebody's listening, and we'll put these people at a good company somewhere. Give these people jobs. We'll be right back after the break.
At last, oh no, you did. It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow. Oh no, you did. There's no second chances. You will do the dance of sorrow. Oh no, you did. 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 Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
Yay! That was a nice break.
Yay!
I put out the call, and when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll. Fool tried to diss
okay.
me, now you're gonna win.
Ginger.
You were dead. Oh no, you didn't.
Ginger.
You with the messaging me, I got all confused. I was like, who's messaging me? Well, you know, it's not your fault. It's the 50 million other people that tried to message during the news. Most people go via Twitter, which is good because I can pop over and look at Twitter while we're doing the show. But those of you who actually have my information and like to Skype and MSN and email me, stop it.
No, I've already warned everybody. If you Skype me between this time and this time, that's a good way to get off my list.
Yes, that's not cute. Well,
no, Ginger will cut you.
Yes, and she should, as well.
And
I
won't like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got some interesting news. You will find yes, you will find this
news on our new show. No,
yes, you will find this on our site under the title "You Got Served" in the UK.
Ooh.
So, mentored by Louis. Yes, mentored by Louis Spence from Got to Dance and Britain's Got Talent, stars are going to face off in the ultimate dance event. They're saying you can chase away the winter blues and welcome in springtime bloom in Covent Garden on Sunday, the 20th of March, with the Dance Central Spring Dance Off. I love this. Louis Spence will be hosting a special dance off competition pitting Got to Dance's Happiness against Britain's Got Talent. Britain's Got Talent's Kevin Cruz. I love it that they have the correct grammar and everything in this PR. I love it. Team Happiness and Team Kevin Cruz fans are invited down to Covent Garden's East Plaza to dance along with their favorite as the two stars face off and dance to Dance Central for Kinect Xbox 360. At Covent Garden on the 20th, you'll not only be able to hang up your winter coat, throw off your jumper. Jumper is jacket, people. Stop it. And join in the UK. It's a jacket. And join in the Dance Central Spring Dance Off Fun. You could be in the running to win exclusive prizes, too. Dancers with a spring in their step will have the chance to boogie their way to winning a pair of Kylie Minogue concert tickets and meet and greet tickets, as well as an Xbox 360 console with a Kinect and copies of Dance Central. And you may say, I already have that. However, you know, you can sell it. I'm just saying. A special Kinect pop-up space in Covent Garden's East Piazza will also open up ahead of the event so dancers of all ages can hone their Dance Central moves. Don't miss a chance to dance with Happiness and Kevin Cruz and cheer either on to victory as well as win great prizes while experience the revolutionary controller-free fun from Kinect for Xbox. And again, the time for this is going to be 1:30 to 3 on Sunday, March the 20th. Awesome. And they're saying, again, it's a Kinect. It's going to be a Kinect for Xbox pop-up space, which, of course, is not there now, but it will be that day, and the East Piazza next to the Fred Perry store, starting on March 17th to the 20th, March, from 11 a.m. to 7 for consumers to trial Dance Central and perfect their dance moves. So awesome! I wish we could go.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
I'm actually... and see if we can get, who do we know? There's somebody we got to know. I know people. I don't know if I want to send them over to do that. I don't trust them. They come back and they'd be like, I want an Xbox. Did you get some pictures? No, but I did get an Xbox.
Congratulations on your Xbox. Where are my pictures?
Nah, I'm going to cut you.
Yes. It's a good way to get cut, people.
Not doing what you're supposed to. That reminds me, while I got your attention, and I'll mention this again later tonight. Well, you've heard us mention Fallen Earth, that little game that we like to play.
Oh, that little game. Oh, that awesome little game. You know, with no little kids running around because it's an adult game and it's awesome. And I got a motorcycle and it's awesome.
And I
mentioned it's awesome?
Come, you mentioned you get to hit people in the head with a lead pipe. You do a
lead pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, did you realize you could do it with your frying pan, too?
Yes, but I prefer, my new combo is a Magnum with a machete. Work it out.
Ooh, that's hot. I'm still using my axe that I won from PvP.
Mm-mm. I can take anybody down in about 10 seconds, 10 to 15 seconds. Slack, slice, 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 blam, slice. There you go.
Very nice.
Right.
Sean Bowman.
I'm not coming for you, but she is. So we talk about Fallen Earth, and we told you that a band called Cataclysm, ironic, is going to be doing the music. They're a metal band. Well, we have it on good authority that come Monday, we will have a nice exclusive interview with the band Cataclysm. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Work it out.
Yay. Can't wait. Can't wait. That's going to be so awesome.
Yeah, that is if Blaster didn't scare the band, you know. Blaster towers over everybody.
Can I send Blaster a bra and get it signed by them?
If you send Blaster a bra, you will never see it again.
That's true.
We know how our Blaster is. Yeah, he works with a bunch of women, but he is no girl. he'd be like, ooh, I don't know whose bra this is, but it's mine. Ooh, yes, I'm going to imagine all three of you wearing it. There you go. That's what he'll say.
Oh, no.
See, they don't get to hear Blaster. Oh. Talk about, he's not chauvinist, but yeah,
he's definitely a guy. He's all guy.
He's all guy, in case some of you were wondering. And some of you do.
God, I wish I could remember that guy's name.
Don't say it.
Come on. No. It has something to do with clown.
I know, but don't say it on air. Don't say it. Can't say it. There's absolutely nothing feminine about our Blaster, and I mean nothing. But he is a gentleman when he's in our physical presence. But, after the show,
that soda looks too heavy, Corey. Can I carry your soda?
Yes. You need me to carry that for you. anyway, moving along. Make sure you keep your eye on this. Oh, I do also need to announce this. These are our own announcements. Those of you, and you're probably not listening live, we will be picking some winners for yesterday's Magicka contest. So keep them coming. We've been having some fun with this. And we do need to pick our robe winner, too. So we're a couple days behind. We're sorry.
I slept. My bad.
And if you are listening to this and it is still Thursday for you, not on Friday, even Friday, you could still probably jump in and win a code. We're having the 5 days of Magicka. You got one more day to enter.
Yeah, head over to our forums on GameAndMatrix.com. Look under Girl Talk. That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't find that, just make sure you sign up for an account, log in, click the Communatrix. Communatrix at the top left, and it'll take you to your profile. You'll also find all of our profiles. Just follow the, I was about to say Yellow Brick Road. There's no Yellow Brick Road on our site. But, yeah, look for us. You can search for our names, Ginger.
Dead bodies.
Sean Bowman.
yes, go check it out. We've got all kinds of fun stuff. You'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Your turn. Hurry up.
My turn. All right, I'll hurry up. All right, it's Thursday. You're needing some new games for the weekend, and you don't have a lot of cash. Well, Direct to Drive is here to help you out. Direct to Drive, the standard for digital distribution of games on the web since 2004. Is running a week-long European-wide sale. Oh, so this is only for Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, gamers got to get their stuff going, too.
True.
Taking an incredible 20% off all PC and Mac purchases. Running until 18 hours on Wednesday, 16th of March, gamers in Europe need to use the code MADNESS at the checkout to get their discount.
Ooh.
Saving a fifth on all titles through Direct to Drive, PC gamers can save a stack on new releases, including Dragon Age 2, Rift, and DC Universe Online.
You had me at Dragon Age 2. You can stop.
No, I want to play Rift. They need to get me an account.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
On the Mac, gamers can grab a bargain on titles like Back to the Future, the game, and Civilization V Deluxe Digital Edition. All right, so you want to find out where to check that out at? Well, you head over to direct2drive.co.uk, and 2 is, you know, the number 2, not like the letter or the word 2.
The letter 2. I love it.
Yeah, not the word, it's the number. So direct2drive.co.uk.
Alrighty then. Well, I do have a story for you. You guys that like Metal Assault, please let me clarify. I did not say Metal Gear. I did not say something Assault. I said Metal Assault. They're offering a sneak peek. Area Games is presenting a video spotlight of the heavy artillery game available in the upcoming, which is an upcoming 2D side-scrolling action shooter, Metal Assault. Features non-stop blistering PvP. Ginger, PvE combat and PvE combat as players turn mercenaries work to uncover. Yes, get to kill people. Players turn mercenaries get to work to uncover the truth behind a mysterious underground lab explosion and subsequent disappearance of a prominent professor. Along with a blazing arsenal of personal guns and grenades, players will come across several types of multiplayer machinery as they work to overtake enemy terrain and lay siege to massive NPC bosses. They can also unleash a blizzard of bullets with these monsters. Means of Destruction. I love it. You can also go over and sign up to be in the closed beta for Metal Assault, and that's going to be up on our site in a matter of seconds. It's metalassault.areagames.com, and it's not area like that. It's AERIAGames.com. I kind of want to play this. There's been a return to side-scrolling shooters, and I think I'm liking it.
I don't know. I don't really play shooters too much, but I really need to check one out. So
a side-scroller is awesome. Always.
And I'm sure some people are like, what's a side-scroller?
It's from the side, you newbies.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the side.
That's kind of like what the old Mario Brothers.
Yeah, old Mario. Well, still some Mario.
Yeah, a lot of them still, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have that up for you shortly, and then you can take a look. If you don't know what a side-scroller is, when you see it, you'll go, oh, those ones where you can't rotate all the way around it. Yes.
Yes, those right there.
Them's right there. It's all good.
All right. Well, I want to talk about this one because if I'm right, I think they're actually from Texas. So I'm not for certain, you know, and I got to...
Uh-huh, gotcha.
Oh, okay. I got to make sure that, you know, they get their talk. UCB True Games to launch open beta for Faxion Online today, March 10th.
Ooh.
Yeah. UCB True Games, an international publisher of multiplayer online games, today announced that its open beta test for the company's first internally developed MMORPG, Faxion Online, will start tomorrow, March 10th. The upcoming combat-driven MMO that's free-to-play, ooh, free-to-play, free-to-pray, and free-to-pray. Hey, I did not trip over those. Takes a lighthearted approach to the classic struggle between heaven and hell with nonstop action and robust PvP gameplay. Ooh, I gotta check this out. That already sounds hot.
Right.
In preparation for the opening of the gates, so to speak, the test servers will have a one-time wipe on Thursday, March 10th, 2011. And then all players are invited to join the fight with a fresh start at www.faxiononline.com. Yeah, the company will also feature Faxion Online this weekend from March 11th to March 13th at PAX East in Boston at booth 1056. If you're over there, go check that out.
Which is going on now, we keep forgetting to mention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you stop by, since we got a few minutes left, that's going to be our last story. However, please stop by, and I don't have my Facebook open, so Ryan is going to kill me. Stop by and see Ryan Chapley at Whose Band Hammer Is It Anyway. Hi, Ryan. See, you didn't know that was coming. Ha ha. Also stop by.
That's for her.
Yes, and girls, okay, let me warn the girls. Ryan is a cutie. However, please don't be touching the boy. He is cute. He's gorgeous, but he's like my little brother. I remember Ryan before he had all that cuteness.
Touched.
No. He's Ryan's kind of like an odd, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, Ryan's kind of like a genius, so that's why I say don't come up with the fluffy cakes. He's not impressed. He's around beautiful women all the time. You got to bring the brain, people. So, but don't be touching our boy, and I remember when he was just a little snot-nosed genius 16-year-old, and now he's all grown up. Hi, Ryan. So proud of you. Anyway, go check it out of his panel, and make sure you stop by Gamers Outreach and Gamers Forgiving, and give them some love, donate your money, and no, don't donate any stolen Microsoft points, please. Just the good stuff.
Yes, that would be bad. Don't be doing that.
That would be very, very bad. So, and I guess it's time for us to go. We'll see you later on tonight if you're listening. And if not, we'll see you in the morning for the news tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Play Ginger's theme song. Is this our theme song? Yeah, it's our theme song. Stop dancing, Ginger.
No way. I'm totally already moving in my chair.
Ginger, you got apples. I need blood.
I don't know, I may have some apples, but I do have blood, so I can get apples.
I can get apples, I can get apples.
Like, what the hell are you talking about? Did you play a second life stuff? Free to play too? And did I mention my avatar song?
Oh, yeah, maybe the heroes in the building. Katie's on 100,000 trillion. Ayo, the battleground's my domain. Release my pet, and you're gonna feel the pain. Check the scoreboard, and we even got a question.
And yes, even looking at my Facebook, I feel overwhelmed a little bit. I know I'm not manly.
Fight like Britney, baby, getting it to leave a big impression. My tone is alone. Every time I Rambo attack, I do it with aggression. Why you so mad? Or just keep to your discretion, cause I'ma take you down, and there is no prevention. Na-na-na. How I feel, I'm asking, cause I gotta wonder. Na-na-na. In your
I've run across a couple of those guys with PvP. They are vicious.
And we're getting ready to get out of here. Tone is Life, that's the name of that song for a person who's asking. By the PvP girls, gotta check them out. And we are out of here.
We're out of here. We'll see y'all tomorrow, Friday. Oh, wait, there's a show tonight. Check that out, too.
Thursday night, PGR, Angry Talk. Bye.